Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:52 on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 60 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and I like the way you said that, finally Friday.
I know.
Every day is a new day, and we're adjusting to new information, new numbers, and how it's impacting our day-to-day life. So fortunately, we have our social distancing, except for us, in this room, and we are getting having guests come in and share from their day-to-day.
Right. And there are many of those that are on the front lines of this battle, including Major Robbie Robbins with the Salvation Army. And Major, you all with the Salvation Army have been around for a long time, and you all said you didn't close for the war. You're not closing during the coronavirus.
That is absolutely true. The Salvation Army had been in Rock Hill for 90 years, and that's quite a while.
Yes.
90 years. And the Salvation Army during World War II, we were on the front lines, giving out donuts, coffee. So I know we're not. Matter of fact, my divisional commander from out of Charlotte said, we are not closing. So I've never known the Salvation Army to close over anything. So I'm sure we're not going to close over this.
So what are you seeing in this time?
I see what I'm seeing is there's a lot of people panicking. And fear does that, you know. I think if we would just quit panicking so much, you know, we'll get back to some kind of normalcy in our life. And, you know, when the governor and everybody said we can go back to work. But until then, you know, we got seniors that are homebound. Some of them are scared to come out. And what we're doing is if a senior or someone calls us that cannot get out, then we will take them about a month full of food.
Wow.
Mm. We will deliver that ourselves. We are giving out month of food of anybody that comes up to our doors. Our facility is closed, I mean, for the public, but we do let them in the lobby, and we will assist them there. And that's just so we can get our facility compromised, because we use our facility for cooking, that we're at this point, we're feeding the EOC, 911, and our shelter and some other people that's in our community. And that's going Monday through Friday. And it's possibly we might have to start Saturday and Sunday. We haven't yet, but there's a possibility that we will have to. We feed the homeless population at this point. We're giving them breakfast and lunch, and it's a bag breakfast and a bag lunch. We are talking about trying how can we give them at least one hot meal a day, and we're trying to work those statistics out and how can we do that and do it, you know, reasonable. And 'cause money is the factor here. You know, it costs so much money to do just to feed, to buy the food, to cook the food, and then give the food out. Even to the bagged lunches, it costs money.
Sure.
On a normal day, yeah. Yes. And then now it's just that much more that it costs us, you know. So, and then you got to worry about what's going to be coming down the pike. And you're talking about, you know, people that's not working, ones that's got laid off, you know, sorry to say. My staff is very lucky. They're not getting laid off. Matter of fact, they're getting overtime right at this point. But the ones that did get laid off, you know, they're going to need their utilities paid, their rent paid, their mortgage paid. Mm-hmm. And my staff, we had a meeting yesterday. All right, how are we going to meet these needs and keep our operation operating as well? And I think we came up with a pretty good plan what we're going to do. We're going to try to help as many people as we can when all this starts. And believe me, it will start. It'll happen because there's so many people out of work.
And to your point, utilities are, you know, they're being suspended, if you will, payment. They're not turning any utilities off. So, and payment, they're encouraging for you to pay what you can.
Right.
But those prices are, I mean, the cost is not going away. It's not forgiven. Mm-hmm. So it's the possibility of compounding what you're used to paying on a monthly basis by three times or four times more.
And it's absolutely right. They said they're just going to put it on the back end of it, or they're going to. If they can't afford that now, they look, well, I can get free electricity for 3 months. No, you're not going to get it for 3 months. You might get it. You might not have to pay for 3 months, but you're going to have to pay eventually. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to cause some of these people, you know, to react and go into another panic. How am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to get my grocery? How am I going to get my medicine? Mm. What can I, you know, and they're going to have to look at the income that they're coming in their household and think, what comes first? What do I have to pay first? I mean, I'm dealing with a family now that, you know, we're trying to help out to get some kind of normalcy back in their life because they don't make enough money for everything that they got to do.
And a lot of these families already had some of these struggles,
yes,
again, on a normal day.
Right.
Now compound it with,
yep,
the other anxiety that people have. I mean, my gosh, you can see why people are literally at the end of their ropes during this time.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, that is.
So how can the community?
Yes, what can we do? What do you need from us?
I think the most that what we need at the Salvation Army is gifts, money gifts that we can get, because that's what takes everything. Right now, our money in our bank account that's at the Salvation Army, it seems like it's depleting very quickly. It's like pouring water out of a spigot or something, because everything that we've had to buy to do it, you know, what we're doing. But if anybody in the community that can help us, just tell them to send a check to 11585. That's our P.O. box, and we will definitely spend it wisely.
Could you use gift cards at all?
Yeah, we could use gift cards.
Okay. And what about in the food that you're giving out? Where are you getting that food? Is that
from the community?
Okay.
And Publix.
Okay.
Publix has helped us quite a bit.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Are they donating that? So that's
so far.
So it's not a big expense for you all right there. But again, they probably can only do that for so long as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, roll up your sleeves, help out the Salvation Army. They certainly have helped us for 90 years.
You've been there.
In the Rock Hill, Tri-County area, and we certainly appreciate it. Major Robbie Robbins with the Salvation Army.
Thank you.